We will have a Gauranga or Chaitanya Leela evening now. We will have a format which is actually developed in the Padyavali tradition, where devotees come together in the evening and sing about the beautiful Leelas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This will be a little contemplative and meditative, and I really don't know what to do with the noise there. Sita, you see what is going on. Why is it so noisy? Is it because of children, maybe? No. No, then. I'm sorry, or is my. See, we don't. We just need to create a good meditative atmosphere. So we have to see how to do this before we can start. So therefore I need to know, why is it so loud? Because if there is noise which we can't avoid, then we have to tolerate it. But if there is noise we can do something against about it, then we should do something about it. Okay, so maybe we have one devotee all the time there, because we are in Serbia and we want to talk, naturally. So this devotee can remind the other devotees that if you wish to talk, then please talk outside, which is a nice cool breeze. I mean, we have nothing against talking, but we need to have the different spaces for different activities. Can you just say it? You have to remind them there is no problem in talking, but it should be done at another place. Huh? Good. And now, who is the devotee who will remind the devotees of this? No, no, not. Don't ask. Who is it? Now, no one. So we will determine. But do it kindly, Admavan. This is not the problem if someone talks or a baby cries. We just have to create the space where the talking and crying is beautifully done. Huh? This is. It's just. Do you understand? And see, it's a simple point. It's. But we are the Hare Krishnas. We need to. Good. So. Now we will start. Admavan, why do you go outside? You outside is not the problem. Inside you have to stay. The main noise is inside the room. Don't, please. If you need instructions how to take care of a peaceful room, you can come to me. I can talk hours about it. See, Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj is here. We should look a little cultured now. We can't just look like wild people when we have such a wonderful Vaishnava. You know, we are all a little from Serbia. So. No, it's always like that. This is Serbia. It means a lot of temperament, which is very nice. So, Admavan, is it clear to you what is your job? You stay inside here and remind everyone to be peaceful. Outside is no problem. The outside, they have to be, I mean, the devotees have to talk and cry because we are in Serbia. But outside, let them do it outside. Huh? If you forbid them outside, then they will come inside. Good. Good. So, Buddhi is green. Please be serious now. In a Chaitanya Lila evening, we try to enter the heart of Gauranga Lila. We want to actually come close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to pray to him. We want to establish a relationship to him. And we do this by bringing our emotions and our whole being into this evening. In previous times, this was done with the so-called Padyavali Kirtans, where the devotees would sing about the Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mostly these Kirtans would move through two emotions, that is, feeling deep separation from Gauranga, and then meeting with him in joyous and jubilant Leelas. The evening would usually progress like the movements of a snake, sometimes left, sometimes right, sometimes more about his Leelas, how he would meet his devotees and dance with them, sometimes more about the Leelas, how he would leave his devotees and go to Jagannath Puri or to South India. When he left the Puri devotees. Devotees traditionally sit together for an evening of listening to the songs which would describe the wonderful activities of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now, because all these kirtans, Padyavali kirtans, are in Bengali language, and we lack this ability to understand this language and to sing in this language, devotees, Burijan Prabhu and other devotees have developed a style which combines chanting or singing and hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by blending singing, where we offer our emotions and our beings to Gauranga, and hearing about his Leela together, we can feel his presence coming into our heart like the moon which rises on the eastern horizon. Huh? And we have developed this as an offering to the devotees. And what I will do this evening is I will read to you from a text which Burijan Prabhu has developed. But I will do it in... You will see how it goes. So my request to you is twofold. The first request goes to Atmavan. Whenever you hear a devotee not knowing that this is a meditative atmosphere, please go and with a generous smiling face remind him, you know, and so on, that there is a peaceful atmosphere. And to you, the esteemed audience, I request that you try to concentrate and enter the scene which is described this evening. It's a scene where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes like he did every night into the house of Srivas Thakur. He would leave his own house as the sun would set down. He would walk on the paths through Navadvip. His devotees, who lived in different homes, would see the golden lord of their heart moving on the road. And they would join him, and like rivers who would come into the ocean, all these streams of devotees would enter the compound of Srivas Thakur, where there were four houses and a kirtan hall and a water-filled canal. around it. This canal looked very much like the Yamuna, which creates an island in the eternal Vrindavan, where the Lord Krishna meets Srimati Radharani and the gopis, the yoga pit. Generally, the Lord, in the mood of a devotee, would dance. Then, for a moment, he would sometimes reveal his true powers and opulences. On this day, which we will talk about today, Lord Chaitanya arrived at the house of Srivas. All of a sudden, he stood up as if he wished to dance like all the nights before. But this night, he went to the altar of Lord Vishnu. He put the Shalagram Shilas on the side, and then he sat down on the throne of Lord Vishnu. Yes, on this day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu abandoned all pretense, and for 21 hours he manifested his true identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees stood before the Lord, their hearts filled with bliss. Not even half a sesame seed's worth of material illusion remained anywhere. And Lord Chaitanya shouted to the devotees, "Sing my Abhishek song, bring buckets and things filled with Ganga water, and bathe me, bathe me." For first Lord Nityananda caught on, and he shouted, "Jai, Jai!" He happily started to pour Ganga water over Lord Chaitanya's head. Then Advaita Acharya joined, shouting, "Shiguranga Mahaprabhu ki jai!" Then Srivas joined, and all the prominent devotees bathed Lord Chaitanya. He looked so beautiful as the Ganga water came in streams down his beautiful hair. Some devotees wept, some danced, and some were overcome with bliss. My dear devotees, anyone who in meditation offers a drop of water to the Lord's lotus feet becomes purified. I asked you, what benefit is there if someone directly bathes the Lord? A person who in meditation bathes the Lord is never punished by Yamaraj. It is as if he bathed the Lord directly. If you bathe the Lord only in meditation, Yamaraj will never punish you. It is as if you bathe the Lord directly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
amongst Shiva's servants and main servants who carried the thousands of water pots from the Ganga, there was one fortunate girl named Duki. The name Duki means the miserable mental martyrji. Duki, miserable. Mentally. But she was blissful. She busily carried water from here and there. Sometimes the water pots collided and she would say, "Ooh!" And she brought water pot after water pot, and one of the corners of the house, Lord Chaitanya saw her devotee. And he laughed and he said, "Bring water, bring water." "Yes, yes, my lord," she said. Then Lord Chaitanya laughed and he said, "I destroy your name, Duki, the miserable one. And I create your name, your new name is Suki, the happy one." The devotees then chanted more Vedic mantras. And after bathing the Lord, they wiped his limbs dry and clothed him in new garments. Oh, they anointed his body with splendid and fragrant sandal paths. Then, after Lord Chaitanya had cleansed the throne of Lord Vishnu in the altar room, he sat down upon his own throne. And then, my dear devotees, a scene will be described. A scene which Bhaktivinoda Thakur had described in the Gaura Aaratik song. Nityananda came and he held a parasol, it's like an umbrella, over Lord Chaitanya's head. A fortunate devotee came and moved the chamara fan. And all the devotees came from near and close by and brought the ingredients for worship. They offered these ingredients to Chaitanya's feet, offering him patya, argya, achamaniya, fragrances, flowers, incense, lamps, food, garments, and a beautiful sacred thread which looked like Ananda Shesha as it wrapped around the broad chest of Sri Gaura. Then, as far as they were able, they offered garments and ornaments. Again and again they rushed forward, placing tulasi manjaris on the lotus feet of the Lord, which they stuck to the feet with sandalwood paste. Chanting the 10-syllable Gopal mantra, they worshipped the Lord and recited many prayers. Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
and the rest is secret. As Advaita and the Lord's prominent associates offered dandavat obeisances at the Lord's feet, a great river of tears of love flowed from the devotees' eyes. Everyone began to offer prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord listened with a happy and open heart. The devotees prayed, O Master of all the universes, do you have a voice, my dear devotees? Glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory.
To you.
Please give me your glance of mercy.
I am living in a world burning with troubles.
Rakshaman, save me.
O Father of all,
glory to you.
O Lord, who started the Sankirtan movement,
glory to you.
O Lord, who protects the devotees,
glory to you.
O Lord, who are an ocean of good qualities,
O Patita Pavana,
Deliverer of the fallen,
glory to you.
And they went on and on and on. They called the Lord the purifier of all fallen. They called him savior of Ajamil. They called him as the one who saved Putana of her sins. In this way, the devotees offered prayers. They looked at the Lord's very wonderful form and they plunged in an ocean of bliss. My dear devotees at the Serbian summer camp, all the material illusion was destroyed. Lord Chaitanya stretched his lotus feet forward, holding them near the devotees. Some devotees took those feet on their chest. Some put manjaris of tulsis on them. Some put fragrant oil on these feet. Some went into ponds and cut lotus flowers, and laughing and shouting, O Gora, they brought the lotus flowers to the Lord. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into another mood. He said, bring me something and I will eat it. Then he held out his lotus head, his golden lotus head had a reddish complexion in the palms. It looked like a lake of lotus flowers. Everyone ran towards Lord Gauranga, offering whatever food they considered suitable to offer. Some offered bananas, some mangdal, others, considering he's a cowherd boy, he likes milk products, offered yogurt, butter and condensed milk. Some offered milk. the devotees ran from village to village, and after getting the best delicacies, they ran back. Here, I have more. Mountains of coconuts came. Mountains of sugar candy came in the hands of the Lord. Sandesh, taking everything, mountain after mountain, the Lord ate it all. This went on for hours. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "What else have you brought me? I'm so hungry." And he ate and ate and ate. Mountain after mountain disappeared. And the devotees could not understand how this all happened. Then, as he happily ate, the Lord began to speak of secret things. And we will soon hear what these secret things are. When the devotees heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak about secret things, they happily fainted on the ground. Let us please sing now, so that we are surcharged with spiritual energy, and that we will not fall on the ground and lose consciousness when we hear what comes next. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. They said, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Gaura Hari, Gaura 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 Hari, Gaura 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 Hari. Ah, it was so blissful. When a devotee was not present, the Lord knew it, and he gave an order. Bring so and so. Bring him. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at his Brahmana teacher, Gangadas. When the Lord, who was so ecstatic on that evening, looked at Gangadas, Gangadas felt goose pimples. Lord Chaitanya said, "Do you remember, Gangadas? Do you remember?" What, my Lord? What should I remember? Remember when you were afraid of the king. Remember that you had heard the king would send soldiers in the middle of the night to capture you. Remember that night when you fled with your family? You went to the ferry place, but no boat was present. You felt yourself in great danger. Do you remember this? Ganga Das started to cry. The night was almost over, and still you could not get a boat. You were weeping and weeping and fearing that the Muslim would touch your wife before your eyes. So when no boatman was there, and you thought you heard the soldiers, you decided to enter the Ganga and drown yourself. Just then I came, assuming the form of a ferryman in a boat, I crossed the Ganga from the other side, and I came to you, Ganga Das. You were excited to see the boat, and you said, "Oh, my brother ferryman, please save me. My family, my life, my wealth, and this body are now all yours. Please take us on your ferry boat. Save me. Please carry me and my family to the other shore." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Remember, Ganga Das, in this way I descended from Vaikuntha and ferried you and your family to the other shore of the Ganga." Hearing these words, Ganga Das floated in an ocean of bliss. He shouted 2 times, "Gauranga! Gauranga!" And then he fainted and fell to the ground. After speaking in this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said to Srivas, this is in another book, Chipitanna Chandradaya, Srivas, "You were a Brahmana, but you were not always on the right path. You were drinking. Do you remember? When you were young?" Srivas hung down his head in shame. "One night, as you were unsatisfied with your life, a divine personality appeared in your dreams and said, 'Oh, Srivas, you live an impossible life. You have only one more year, and then you will die. Oh, Srivas, use your time.' Do you remember, Srivas?" "Yes, I was 16 years old." "And then, Srivas, you changed your life. You began to chant in this 1 year. You heard the Bhagavatam. And on the day where you were going to die, you went to the reading of the Bhagavatam in Devananda's Pandit's house. You wanted to die listening to the Bhagavatam. And when your hour came, you fell from the veranda. Do you remember? Then in that dream which you had, I appeared and said, Srivas, your life is saved. When you woke up, you were outside of the house of Devananda Pandit. The students had seen you fainting and they thought, an ecstatic madman. Let us put him out. It was all my arrangement. Srivas Thakur couldn't believe. The Lord had appeared to him when he was not even born yet, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu had not even appeared yet. And it was him who saved him. My dear devotees, it is the firm conviction of the devotees of Gaura that the Lord also appeared in their life and directed their ways to find the movements of the Vaishnavas in this life. Lord Chaitanya spoke about many secret things, things before he had appeared. The devotees now understood the Lord had come, the Lord for whom they had prayed, and he sat on a throne and he wanted to accept their service. He didn't say any longer, I'm just a devotee. He said, bring me food, bring me to lassi. Is that all what you have? I'm more hungry. Then the devotees fanned his body. Another came forward, combed his hair. One servant brought betel nuts. Others danced before Lord Gauranga. In this way the day passed. At sunset, everyone became specially joyful. The devotees worshipped the Lord's feet with incense and lamps and sounded many conchas, bells, karatas, cymbals, midangas. A joyful vibration arose. Everyone placed flowers at the lotus feet of the Lord, saying, O Lord, please protect me. They offered dandavat obeisances. And again they said, O Lord, please protect me. Others chanted, Jai Gauranga.
Jai Gauranga.
And others chanted, Gauranga ki jai.
Gauranga ki jai.
Others said,
Govinda.
And many said, Gaurahari.
Gaurahari.
A wonderful happiness of the holy name came that night over the devotees. And it was as if everyone had entered Vaikuntha. The devotees were carried by a stream of bliss, a stream which came from Gauranga and which ended in Gauranga. And they simply moved on that stream of bliss. In this way, Gaura Singha, the fair lion of Gaura, happily enjoyed pastimes. Then he all of a sudden began to call different devotees' names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh,
Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Gau premanandi ari 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 bo.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called. Bring Shridhar here at once. He should come and see my powers and glories. Shridhar is unhappy. At this moment he is very, very unhappy. Bring him at once. He should come here. He should see me. Bring him now. Go find him. The devotee said, yes, we want to go and find Shridhar. But who is Shridhar? And where is Shridhar? Go to the outskirts of the town and wait. Go straight. When you hear someone calling out for me, that's the person, that's Shridhar. Following the Lord's command, the devotees hurried to Shridhar's home. Please, devotees, hear a little of Shridhar's story. I'm sure you have heard it 103 times. Hear it now for the 104th time. Hear it properly. If you hear it, all your misery will leave you. Shridhar sold banana leaves and maintained his life like this. He would buy banana leaves and trunks, cut them up, and sell the pieces. At the end of the day, he looked at his income. Mostly it was little corn shells, sometimes a coin. And he would make half of what he earned, put half aside for the worship of goddess Ganga. The other half he spent to maintain his life. That is the test of a true devotee of Lord Vishnu. He was truthful like Yudhishthira. Once quoting a price for something, he would never change it. Knowing the truth that he had very honest prices, the people paid whatever price he quoted. In this way, that great soul stayed in Navadvip. People knew him as Kolavecha, the banana leaf seller. They did not know his other name. Hey, banana leaf seller, they said. Hey, Kolavecha, you are very poor. And because you are so poor, you cannot eat in the night. And therefore, said some atheists, you have stomach cramps. And that's why you always call Hari Hari. And they threw bananas at him. Eat, 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 and don't call Hari Hari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go, my dear devotees, wherever you hear someone calling out, Hari Hari, there, that's Shridhar. The materialists and offenders complained. Shridhar screams all night long. We cannot even sleep. Our ears are breaking. He does not have enough money to fill his belly with rice. And tortured by hunger, he stays away all night and loudly cries. My God, does he cry as if he is on the verge of death. But Shridhar happily performed his activities, calling out, Hari Hari! Throughout the night. So it's described how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees found Shridhar. And yes, there he was, calling Hari Hari. And then they said to him, Shridhar, Gauranga calls for you. Who's Gauranga? Said Shridhar. That Brahmana who always buys food. 40 years called me. And Shridhar just fell on the ground and fainted. The devotees took him and brought him to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now, when Shridhar saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, something happened. And I want to end this Gauranga Katha this evening. With this. The Lord changed into Krishna. On that night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had changed into many forms. He had called Murari Gupta and said, Murari, do you remember? What? Said Murari. And then Lord Chaitanya had transformed into Ramachandra with a bow. Murari, remember? Murari looked down his body and he saw a tail coming. And then Gauranga said, you were Hanuman! Remember? And then Murari Gupta saw his beloved Lord before him and was in ecstasy. So Shridhar had another Ishta Devata. He was a Krishna Bhakta. And to him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed another form. He saw that Lord Chaitanya now was dark like a tamal tree. In his hand, the Lord held a charming flute. And on the Lord's right side was? Who? Is Radharani on the right side? Balaram! You know almost everything. Shridhar saw that everything was very effulgent. He saw the trees of Vrindavan. And then all of a sudden he saw Goddess Lakshmi was offering the Lord the betel nuts. Four-faced Brahma was there. Five-faced Shiva was there. Ananta Shesha was there, raising his hoods. From all the four directions, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracted all the divine personalities who offered prayers to him. Shridhar became filled with wonder and fell to the ground in a faint. Then Lord Chaitanya called, rise, rise, O Shridhar! Shridhar regained consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, Shridhar, offer prayers to me. Then Shridhar said, Oh Lord, I'm such a fool. No prayers come to my mind. What prayers do I know? What power do I have to speak? Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him. He said, simply speak some words and the rest will come. Then by Lord Chaitanya's command, Goddess Sarasvati came and entered Shridhar's tongue, and Shridhar began to speak. O Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do you have a voice? No, that's a question to you. Glory to you, O maintainer of the verse. Glory to you, O King of Navadvip. Glory, glory, glory to you. O Master of countless millions of universes. Glory to you. And Shridhar went on. He talked how Lord Chaitanya concealed, that means hid, his true identity. He said, you wander from village to village. If someone doesn't get your mercy, he can't understand you. In the past, you have told me, look at your Ganga, it's water which comes from my feet. And I said, too much, too much, too much. It's expected that people, when they grow up, become more wise and less restless. But you are growing up and you become less wise and more restless. Who are you? But now I know that you are the Lord of Gokula, who has now come down as the King of Navadvip. And then he said a profound wisdom. He said, all the words beg for devotional service to you. When someone begs for devotional service, he can defeat you two or four times over. When one begs for your devotional service, one can make you a captive of their hearts. So I request all of us to sing one more time and beg the Lord for his devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
together, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Bihari Radhe Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Shila Prabhupada Prabhupada Shri Gaura Nithai Ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe
Lakunoj. Good night. Sleep well. Take Gauranga in your dreams.